PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Pehon.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. It's very nice to have you with us for another edition of the program. Yes, the month of September. Yes, we're now in the month of September, almost midway through the month. And just a reminder again that we do have some special programs coming up at the end of September and the beginning of October. And the reason for that, as I stated last week on the program, is I will be heading to the Netherlands and also to Berlin, Germany. And while I'm there, we'll be going to be recording some special programs as well. Now, traditionally on this program, there are a number of topics that are never discussed. One, of course, is religion and politics. But today, actually, I do have to talk about politics for a minute. And it has to do with this song. And I'll play it for you right now. It's a song that we have played before on the show, a few years ago, in fact, by the late Taiwan singer Dolly Jun. Her English name is Teresa Tang. Now, in the Chinese-speaking world, she would be considered just as big, or when she was alive, that is, as Barbra Streisand. One of her most popular songs of all time was a hit that she had in the late 70s with the very well-known Taiwan song, The Moon Represents My Heart.
Tuo shen, wo ai ni you 去想一想，你去看一看，月亮代表我的心。你去想一想，你去看一看，月亮代表我的心。
The Moon Represents My Heart by the late Taiwan singer Dolly Jun, otherwise known as Teresa Tang. Now, before we took a listen to that, I said that at one time, and even now, even though she's been dead for a number of years, she is considered the Barbra Streisand of the Chinese-speaking world. Everywhere. Hong Kong, Singapore, Taiwan, and not just in majority Chinese-speaking countries, but also in places like Malaysia, Japan, South Korea, Indonesia, Philippines, in various Chinese-speaking communities in Europe, North America, even in Cuba. When I was in Cuba, the Chinese community who were in Havana, who are in Havana, even know of her songs. Now, you probably just realized there's one country that I didn't mention. That's right, I didn't mention China. And that is because her music has been banned in China for more than 25 years. More than 25 years, you cannot buy any songs from Dolly Jun in China. Now, part of the reason for that, it's because in the 1980s, Chinese authorities said that she was a spy, and that we have to ban all her music. And also because she came out and spoke openly about the Dalai Lama and Tibet. Now, China, of course, is not the only country that does ban certain songs. Many communist countries that were in Eastern Europe, even the Soviet Union, North Korea, of course, bans almost everything, Vietnam and others also are known for banning songs. So this is Dolly Jun, like I said, the Barbra Streisand of the Chinese-speaking world, and her music is not available in China. Now, this past week, this issue of banning music for political reasons came to light again. And that's because American rock band Bon Jovi had scheduled a number of concerts in China. And then at the last minute, actually, just a few days ago, Chinese authorities announced that they were banning the group from performing in China. Now, for their tour of Asia, they're also coming to Taiwan. Now, because their shows in Beijing and Shanghai were cancelled, they already had two sold-out shows here in Taipei, and they decided to add a third one, and I'll tell you about that in a moment. Now, this is not the first time that Western acts have been banned in China. Some of the most recent ones are Oasis, the English band, because it emerged that the leader of the group, Noel Gallagher, had participated in a 1997 Freedom for Tibet concert in New York City. The American band Maroon 5 had its September date in Shanghai cancelled 2 months ago. That's because Jess Carmichael, one of the members, attended the 80th birthday celebration for the Dalai Lama. And he put it, of course, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. That was the reason that it was cancelled. Now, another singer right now whose concert hasn't been cancelled yet. It hasn't been cancelled yet, but everybody is expecting that it probably will be cancelled in November. And that is Taylor Swift. Now, Taylor Swift is in the midst of something called the 1989 World Tour. Yes, the 1989 World Tour. There are a number of Chinese officials who are actually even a bit nervous about this just recently, because the initials for Taylor Swift are TS, which is also the acronym used by bloggers and people who strongly believe in freedom of expression. The acronym TS is used to describe Tiananmen Square. Now, we all, of course, all know what happened in June 1989. So, the album is called the 1989 World Tour, and her initials are TS, Tiananmen Square. Now, I know that that sounds completely ridiculous, that you would cancel a concert just on that premise. But as I said, her concert has not been canceled yet, but people are expecting that it will closer to the date. Now, she is scheduled to perform in Beijing and also in Shanghai. So we'll have to wait and see on that. And some people are already putting bets that the concert will be banned. Now, this is not the first time, like I said. I gave these examples. And in 2008, an Icelandic singer by the name of Björk, who was previously in the group The Sugar Cubes, I've seen her perform a number of times, even recently when she was here in Taiwan. Now, of course, she's not everybody's cup of tea, but she is an amazing performance artist. Now, in 1989, during a concert in Shanghai, she performed a song called Declare Independence. Now, the song was originally written for the Danish-ruled Greenland and Faroe Islands. At the end of the song, when it was over, she said two words. Well, actually, it's the same word, but she said it twice. What are the words? Something so insignificant and so innocent. Really, I mean, it's just a word. Well, except in China. At the end of the song, Declare Independence, she said, Tibet, Tibet. Yes, Tibet, Tibet. The Ministry of Culture said this was a political show and broke Chinese laws and regulations and hurt the feelings of Chinese people, which is the standard thing that they say. So, it's very rare for international artists to perform in China. There are some exceptions, however. If we take somebody who, I am not a fan of his music, because I think his arrangements are kind of bland, which is the reason why he performs there so often. Well, actually, there's two that perform in China very often. One is, here we go, Richard Clayderman. Ah, yes, Richard Clayderman. The man who could take a song by the Rolling Stones and make it sound very syrupy and absolutely boring. The other one is Kenny G. Kenny G is so popular in China that every department store and supermarket, when they close down at 10 o'clock in the evening, 10 minutes before they shut the shop, there's a Kenny G track that they will play over and over and over again. I don't remember the name of it, but I will try to dig it up and we'll play it on the show one day. Oh, actually, I'm a little bit worried about doing that because it may turn people off. So, yes. And by the way, Richard Clayderman in China is labeled as a jazz pianist. Yes. Richard Clayderman is labeled a jazz pianist. So that must mean somebody like Oscar Peterson is a classical pianist? I mean, read, I'm not kidding. They label Richard Clayderman as a jazz pianist. And Kenny G is listed as a top 40 pop artist. Really? Anyway, so this idea, like I said, is not unusual. Now, PCJ in China has had a very interesting relationship. There was a time up until about 2 years ago when our programs were aired in China through the Shanghai Media Group, which is one of the largest media groups in China. They would carry programs like, well, Focus Asia Pacific, Media Network, and others. Even the Happy Station Show was carried on 18 stations around China. And guess what happened? Well, without any, let's say, long, notice, they pulled the plug on every PCJ program. I was curious to find out why they did this. So I contacted the Shanghai Media Group, and they told me the reason why all PCJ programs were cancelled in China. In fact, we're even banned from having any of our programs go back into China, was for a very simple reason. Very, very simple reason. Because we did a story that was critical of the government on our weekly news magazine, Focus Asia Pacific. Strange, that, isn't it? So, you are listening right now to a show at this very moment that I can say is 100% certified banned in China. Now, we do have problems with the Chinese for our shortwave transmissions for our Chinese language section, which they try to jam all the time. Our website is also blocked in China. So, interesting world, isn't it? Sounds a lot like the Soviet Union. Now, it's funny to think that something like that can happen today. Mind you, I suppose it's true what they say. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Now, we began today's show with the song, The Moon Represents My Heart. And as I was just mentioning, John Bon Jovi, or Bon Jovi, have been now banned from China and other shows have been cancelled. John Bon Jovi announced, just after they found out, that because of this, they decided to add a few more shows for Taipei. And he said to local media here in Taiwan, this is for Taiwan being so welcoming. Just before their Asian tour, Bon Jovi also released a song in Chinese. Yes, he sang in Chinese. And I have to say, he did a pretty good job for somebody who doesn't speak the language. He, of course, learned the song phonetically. Now, I have done this myself when I have acted in small roles and also have performed songs even in Thai. I learned them phonetically, which is exactly what he did with this song. It's the same song that we listened to at the beginning, The Moon Represents My Heart. Here it is performed by Bon Jovi. Represents My Heart, they're performed by Bon Jovi in Chinese. And as I said, He did a very good job for somebody who doesn't speak the language. He learnt the song, of course, phonetically. You can actually listen to the song and find the video online. It is available on YouTube. You're listening to Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio International. Now, I know that, of course, we normally don't talk about politics on the show, but today I made a little bit of an exception. I hope it didn't turn you off, but I needed to explain something sometimes. Now, as I mentioned, our shows are no longer heard in China, but we still have listeners who find out ways to actually access the shows. Now, our shows are uploaded on some other sites. I'm not going to mention what they are for obvious reasons, but our listeners in China do know where to go for that. All right, time now for another song, because I did a lot of talking earlier. Harry Belafonte. Yes. But not a calypso song. No, this is a blues song from an album called Harry Belafonte Sings the Blues. It's the traditional song, Cotton Fields.
When I was a little baby, my mama would rock me in the cradle in them there old cotton fields at home. When I was a little baby, my mama would rock me in the cradle in them there old cotton fields at home. Oh, when them cotton balls get rotten, you can't pick very much cotton in them there. Oh, cotton fields at home. It was down in Louisiana, just a mile from Texarkana, in them there old cotton fields at home. Now it might sound very funny, but you did make very much money in them there old cotton fields at home. Yes, it might sound very funny, but you did make very much money in them there old cotton fields at home. Oh, when them cotton balls get rotten, you can't pick very much cotton in them there. Oh, cotton fields at home. It was down in Louisiana, just a mile from Texarkana, in them there. Oh, cotton fields at home. Cotton fields at home. me in the cradle, in and there. Oh, cotton fields at home. When I was a little bitty baby, my mama would rock me in the cradle, in and there. Oh, cotton fields at home. Ah, when them cotton balls get rotten, you can't pick very much cotton in and there. Oh, cotton fields at home. It was down in Louisiana, just a mile from Texarkana, in and there. Oh, cotton fields at home.
The legendary Harry Belafonte with Cotton Fields from the album Harry Belafonte Sings the Blues. Now, as I mentioned before, I'll be heading to Berlin, Germany on my trip to Europe. And one of the places that I do plan to visit while I'm in Germany is the Rundfunkhaus Berlin, which was the old headquarters for the Funkhaus, the DDR, which was the East German Broadcasting, and Radio Berlin International. And we're going to be doing a program from that building, and that should be a lot of fun. And while I'm there, I'll also have a chance to see the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra. And I thought now we'd take a listen to them playing the Richard Wagner classic, Ride of the Walreikes.
Thank you.
The Flight of the Valkyries there performed by the Berlin Philharmonic, directed by Herbert von Karajan. If you want to contact us here at Happy Station, we'd love to hear from you. Our email address is pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. That's pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. Now, we've sort of been very serious on today's show. And the other day, when I went into storage and was going through some old 78 and 45 RPM singles, I came across a 45 that I had forgotten about. I had bought it probably around, I would probably guess 30 years ago, 30, 35 years ago. So you probably know how old I was when I bought it. But I didn't buy it new. I bought it secondhand, and I thought that it would be fun to play on today's show. It's the incredible Mel Blanc, who did so many voice characters for the Warner Brothers cartoons and many, many other things. He was the voice of Bugs Bunny, Yosemite Sam, Donald Duck. He was also the voices for Tweety Bird and Sylvester. Yes, the Tweety and Sylvester cartoons. And because that was so popular, he recorded the song for them. And it's called I Taught I Taw a Putty Tat. Now, like I said, this is the original 45 RPM single, so there are some scratches on it, but I think that adds to the character.
Little tiny bird, my name is Tweety Pie. I live inside my bird cage, a hanging way up high. I like to swing upon my perch and sing my little song. But there's a cat that's after me and won't let me alone. I taught a putty tat a tweeping upon me. I did, I taught a putty tat as plain as he could be.
I am that great big battle cat, Sylvester is my name. I only have one aim in life, and that is very plain. I want to catch that little bird and eat him right away. But just as I get close to him, this is what he'll say. I taught a putty cat creeping upon me. You bet he saw a putty cat. That putty cat is me.
Putty Tat is very bad, he sneaks up from behind. I don't think I would like it if I knew what's on his mind. I have a strong suspicion that his plans for me aren't good. I am inclined to think that he would eat me if he could.
I'd like to eat that Tweety Pie when he leaves his cage, but I can never catch him. It throws me in a rage. You bet I'd eat that little bird if I could just get near. But every time that I approach, this is all I hear.
I taught a putty cat a tweeping up on me. I did, I taught a putty cat as plain as he could be. And when I sing that little song, my mistress knows he's back. She grabs her broom and brings it down upon Sylvester's back. So listen, you bad putty cat, let's both be friends, you see. My mistress will not chase you if you sing this song with me. Come on now, like a good cat.
Oh, all right. Suffer and suck a tag.
I taught a putty cat a creeping upon me. I taught a putty cat as plain as he could be.
The original 45 RPM single of I Taught I Taught a Putty Cat, or Putty Tat, I should say. Yes, Tweety Bird and Sylvester, they're performed by the legendary Mel Blanc. And, you know, that got me thinking, because a couple of years ago, there was one edition of Happy Station that we did where we featured novelty songs from the 50s and 60s. And there's a lot of material that we didn't get to, and perhaps we should do it again. We should do it again. We can play the rest of the songs that we didn't get to that time. Erasure from the album Wonderland with Reunion.
Oh my love, you've been so much on my mind. I've been waiting for this day to arrive. It's been so long, I watched the hours go by. It really doesn't matter, got you here by my side. I was blind, now baby I see the light. Love is kind, yeah, cause you made it alright. Stay with me, so close forever.
Alright, now time for a request. Mariana Rosenberg with Ich bin wie du.
Ich bin wie du.
Ariana Rosenberg with Ich bin wie du. As I'm going to Germany, I'll also be heading to Stuttgart and also Nauen for a little bit. And when somebody heard this, they said, oh, maybe you should do a Schlager program. And I remembered that we did about 4 years ago and got me the idea maybe we should actually do it again. Yeah, so maybe next month there will be a Schlager program here on Happy Station. Yes, and I know that it's kind of schmaltzy, you know, a little bit oi, but actually a lot of it is quite good. A lot of it is quite good. So, yeah, we'll do that. We'll have a Happy Station Schlager party. How about that? All right? Okay. We're going to leave you right now. Before we go, if you want to contact us again, it's very easy. Our email address is pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. That's pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. So, on behalf of everyone here at PCJ, I'm Keith Powell wishing you well. We're going to leave you with a Schlager song. The late but great Tony Holiday. What a great name. Tony, that's normal, but Holiday. How's Holiday today? Oh, he's on holiday, you know? And it was appropriate because a lot of his music was actually about holidays, like the one we're going to listen to today called Danza de Samba. Dance the Samba. Tony Holiday. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Powell wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, adios amigos, a vida zen, and sayonara.
Wie ein Vulkan. Und heute verbrenne ich mich daran. Jedermann nennt dich Sweet Lady Samba. Jeder sieht, dass du kein Kind mehr bist. Die bunten Lichter drehen sich wie Feuer, wenn du die Welt rings umher vergisst. Du bist so heiß wie ein Vulkan. Und heute verbrenne ich mich daran. Rock'n'Roll, Cha-Cha-Bam und der Boogie, das ist jetzt alles für mich vorbei. Die ganze Welt tanzt heute die Samba. Ole, ole, wir sind dabei. Tanze Samba mit mir. Samba, Samba die ganze Nacht. Tanze Samba mit mir. Weil die Samba uns glücklich macht. Liebe, Liebe, Liebelei. Morgen ist sie vielleicht vorbei. Tanze Samba mit mir. Samba, Samba die ganze Nacht. Du bist so heiß wie ein Vulkan. Und heute verbrenne ich mich daran. Tanze Samba mit mir. Samba, Samba die ganze Nacht. Tanze Samba mit mir. Weil die Samba uns glücklich macht. Liebe, Liebe, Liebelei. Morgen ist sie vielleicht vorbei. Tanze Samba mit mir. Samba, Samba die ganze Nacht. Du bist so heiß wie ein Vulkan. Und heute verbrenne ich mich daran. Tanze Samba mit mir. Samba, Samba die ganze Nacht. Tanze Samba mit mir. Weil die Samba uns glücklich macht. Liebe, Liebe, Liebelei. Morgen ist sie vielleicht vorbei. Tanze Samba mit mir. Samba, Samba die ganze Nacht. Tanze Samba mit mir. Samba, Samba die ganze Nacht. Tanze Samba mit mir. Weil die Samba uns glücklich macht. Liebe, Liebe, Liebelei. Morgen ist sie vielleicht vorbei. Tanze Samba mit mir. Samba, Samba die ganze Nacht. Tanze Samba mit mir. Samba, Samba die ganze Nacht.